And Salema came too.
Really?
Yeah, and then I did a joke about him too, because I was just talking about the most disgusting story ever, and I go, I'm the host of Winter and Summer X Games. And everybody just started laughing, and I was like, and they would never know that I would do anything like this except for the fact that the commander-in-chief of the X Games is sitting right over there.
What did he say?
He came up to me afterwards and was like, dude.
Did he come on your invite, or
he
was just there?
Yeah, he came on my invite, yeah. Tyler Posey came. I had a bunch of friends come. It's rare to get that feeling where, you know, for me, where I was like, you know, because he's just like, man, you did good. You mean, for who you are, for how long you've been doing it, you did good. But this time it was like, dude, you just killed. And then the guy that runs the comedy store went up to my manager and was like, he just killed.
No way.
Yeah. And then she told me afterwards, and I was like, yes.
And that was, they told you beforehand that they're watching you.
Yeah, they picked me for the spot. They're like, he'd be good for the dirty show.
Are you going to graduate from here then?
Am I going to what?
Graduate from this.
No, I don't want to leave this. What the fuck?
I don't know. You're killing the comedy store. Yeah. Can you make time for us?
Sorry, Tony. No, yeah, I'd love to make it down there, but you know.
Oh, sorry, I got a slate. Here, slate.
Never. Thanks. Never.
Never what?
I'm never leaving this. This is the greatest thing I've ever.
I'm never leaving this.
Unless you
like, heard it.
Dude.
Let's hold him to it.
I'm sick of this. I don't want to go. I'd be like, okay, I get it.
Okay. So you killed at Comedy Store.
With Comedy Store people
watching. Comedy Store people watching and told you they're watching, which could have been like a disaster.
Yeah. No, because you definitely, like before I was like, okay, now if I bomb, usually if you bomb, you're like, well, no one expected me to do anything anyway. But this time I'd be like.
And Salema was there. That's super cool.
Yeah. And he said really nice shit afterwards. Like, he came up to him and was like, dude. Because he's never seen me do stand-up.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe keep it that way. Because that was by far the best I've ever done. Yeah. I should leave.
That's a high bar to set.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky. I didn't get lucky. It's like, we're doing dirty stuff. I'm like, well, yeah, I got you. Here's a little story, you know? Like, everyone's like, what the f***?
Here's something that happened recently.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's the other thing. Now they're not as recent, so they're easier to say. You know, it's like, so yesterday, like that, this everyone's like, you did that yesterday?
Yeah.
Dude.
Could you go wash your hands, please?
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Sweet.
Are we doing reads?
No,
we're doing a show.
This is a show.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know we were actually doing...
Nah.
Here we go.
And I'm not Tony Hall. Hey, everybody. It's Jason Ellis and Tony Hawk. Hawk vs. Wolf, greatest podcast of all time in the history of the universe.
What he said about our podcast, and we have decks that are... of the podcast.
Signed by the greatest skateboarder of all time in the history of the universe, and me.
Two decks. Go side by side, signed by each of us, right there. Black with silver.
I love this board so much.
Tim Baring art on both of these.
Shout out to Tim, and get yourself one of these bad boys.
Black and silver, diptych, available now.
Get one today.
You can get it at TonyHawk.com and in the shop, right there.
Yeah. Make sure you do that if you haven't.
Thank you. That's good. I feel like that's good because that means that our, whatever, podcast voice is just our normal banter.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me turn on my podcast voice.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if people think that we're not really. It was funny though, Riley, I was just in Columbia with Riley and we were talking about this show and he said, so do you not talk to Jason purposely so you have more to talk about on the show? And I was like, I never thought of it like that.
I mean, today I
guess
we're here.
Sort of, yeah.
And I was going to text you and say, how did the stem cells go?
Yeah.
But I was...
So but we're going to be here. Right?
I purposely...
So yeah, I guess there is an element to that. But he was like, do you purposely not ever hang out with Jason or talk to him? Because I was like, not really.
Yeah,
I don't avoid
way.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, no way.
I mean, there are other reasons that I don't hang out with him. But it's not because of the show.
Oh, man. Totally justified. So yeah, I did talk to you for a second. So they knocked you out.
Yeah. So the main stem cells that I got were in my... vertebrae, cervical, and in my shoulders.
Oh,
and
wow.
The shoulders were added at the last minute.
Yeah.
Because all of my problems, all of my like lack of mobility, pain is all in my neck.
Yeah.
Right. So turning, like going fakie is hard for me.
I felt that today for the first time because I got knocked out at X Games and I hurt my neck when I got knocked out. And I haven't really thought about it because I don't skate. I haven't skated since then. But I was playing skate with Reese, which was just one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. But she did a caballerial, and I was like, maybe, like it's been a long time, but maybe rocked a fakie. And as soon as I was like, ah.
Yeah, you can't see.
I was like, I can't see.
Yeah, and you got to go, you got to use the force to figure out where the coping is. I've done demos like that.
Use the force.
Yeah, I used to do demos like that where I was like, oh, I can't. All right, well, here comes fake, I guess. Like,
yeah.
But 720s and stuff like that are out of the question.
Right, because like, you've really got to, you've got to whip your head. Right.
I did a... I had to shoot an ad. I think it was for Airwalk or Tracker or something one time.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to do, maybe it was like a cab revert or something like that, where I knew I wanted to do something like that. And that day came and I was in the middle of one of those whiplash sort of recoveries.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go fakie. Like, we got to figure something else out. And I ended up doing heel flip body varial.
Oh, okay. Just like made it up on the fly.
That was my first one because I was like, I want to do something new.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could do this. It was for an ad, yeah.
And you showed up and was like, wait a minute. I cannot go backwards.
Yeah.
Wow. And everyone's here for you to do.
No, I mean, that was like I'm definitely saying it because I'm bragging about it because it was something that I was like, oh, sweet. That might have been better.
How long did it take you to do that?
Not that long once I caught it.
Yeah. Good for you.
That one I used to have kind of on lock.
Okay.
Because I would go straight up and down. So the body varial, the board would just spin
exactly
vertical.
Yeah.
And then my body would do a 180 around it.
Yeah, okay. Because you used to do the body varial indie all the time in a way where it was yours. Like, people did them, but they didn't do it like you did.
Did you
1 foot or something at first? Is that
no, what I mean, made it's it a body like varial, that? It's just kind of, it just looks like that.
Yeah, you would really kick your front foot out, right?
Yeah, I learned that from Gons.
Oh, wow, that's why it looked like that.
Yeah.
See,
Gons came to skate in my ramp, and he was doing that, and he showed me how to do it.
Yeah, he did that. I did slob plant between the leg because of him.
Yeah,
because he came to Australia and did it, and I was like, wait.
It's almost like any trick that Gons did on vert. If you can do that trick at all,
it's the best one.
You should probably do it. No, I'm gonna say if you can do it, you should do it. Follow Gons' lead on it.
Yeah, correct.
Because it's gonna look the best.
Look the best.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? From back so far back too, like he wasn't like a solid vert guy because he didn't skate vert all the time. But anything he did was just like
it was amazing,
sick as hell.
Yeah.
So you should shout out BioAccelerator because it is great, right?
Oh yeah. Well, so I'm.
Did you like going
a
to...
week out? I mean, the experience was amazing. Like it's cool, right? They're so dialed in. They have, you know, they have this entire floor of this medical building.
Yep.
Where they have their own lab.
Yeah.
And so did you see the little window where the stem cells come out?
What?
So they prepare the stem cells fresh for you.
Yeah.
And then they put it in a bag that's yours, and then they put it through a window.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they grab it and inject it.
Yeah, I saw that. And then did you do the IV?
The IV, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the IV.
Okay,
because right. I didn't see, I was out for my procedure.
But you got your face done.
Yeah.
And that was the gnarliest thing I've done. Like, I did the knees and the ankles. And
well, they kind of offered a bonus one.
Yeah.
And
they love doing that.
And they set up for my hair.
They give you bonus stem cells. Like, you want some extra stem cells? And you're like, hell yeah, I do.
So they said, oh, we're going to do your head. And I was like, my head? Yes, for your hair. And I was like, who decided that?
Yeah,
and
who
said,
did
well,
decide
we thought,
that?
We thought you would, that was what you wanted. And I go, I don't know. What are the choices? I said, that or your face? And I was like, well, I remember Jason does face. I'll do my face.
Hell yeah. And it was
that
hell,
was all
right?
For this podcast, by the way.
Right. You look way better.
Just, yeah, fully, right?
Yeah. Smart.
Like 10 years younger.
I told her, I was like, look, I'm worried about your neck, but really, your face, dude, for the show, it's like, come on.
We're going to be Lamborghini status.
Because that's what's up.
Because of this.
I'm getting more and more handsome from my sobriety. And you need to keep up, dude. Somebody told me the other day, they go, I like your mustache, but have you ever thought about dyeing it? And I was like, why would I dye it? And she's like, I don't know, just like there's like little grays in there. And I was like, wait, there is? And then I noticed it. I hadn't noticed it. And I was like, oh, there is. And I was like, man. And then I shaved it off because I was like, I don't want to look old.
Yeah, I don't.
Because this person's hot.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man.
And they're a girl.
Of course.
And then they go.
I could have guessed that part
and
of
then
this
they,
conversation.
And then they go, this is the worst part. And then they go, my mother is getting an eye lift, and it counts as when you get a procedure that isn't like you need it, so the government pays for it or whatever. Yeah. And she goes, "You could get it too." And I was like, "What's wrong with my eyes?" She's like, "They're nothing. It's just like I." And then I see her like backpedal. She's like, "Well, a lot of fighters have the same thing as you." And I was like, "It's not from fighting. It's because I'm old." And I'm like, "Wait, my eyelids are low." And then I notice in the mirror if I lift my eye, I'm like, "They are low." And I'm like, "Man, I gotta get an eye. I don't want to get an eye lift. Like, come on, Father Time, give me a break. Let me just let somebody."
No one has said you need an eye lift. You talked to one person.
One person did.
Your looks.
I'm trying to ice.
She's not the
eyes.
Oracle of beauty.
What if I just say like that? Does that work?
Wow. You're not even listening. You're just not listening to me.
Because you don't want. You're already taken. It doesn't matter if you think I'm good looking, which I'm sensing you do.
But also, I'm thinking that if you're going on a first date or whatever, I don't think people are looking at you going, "Man, if only his eyes weren't droopy."
You know,
into it. No one's saying that.
I know. I just. I'm lonely.
This girl opens up some
toner.
Doorway through her mom's surgery.
Yeah, and she's old. You know, she's getting it because it's like, because her eyes are coming
off.
Are
you as old as her mom?
Nah.
I like how you had to think about it, though. I threw it out there as a joke, but I realized, like, wait a second. Maybe she's young.
She's 33.
It could be as old as her mom. God.
Oh, I'm so.
Jason, my son is 31.
Oh, that didn't help at all.
Just.
What if I just like casually take hold inventory my head like here. That? Is that look better?
Oh my God.
I don't know, man.
I thought I was going to turn you away from the young thing. No, you're still stuck on that.
I guess I could just go out with an old person. Like, same age as me, sorry. They just don't want to go out with me because
my wife is
a child.
What's that?
Nobody old wants to go out with me because I'm such a child. You know, like I'm a baby brain guy. You know, like, ooh, I like fire, woo, you know, like, ooh, I like candy, you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
that's the exact thing that my wife makes fun of me for. So that's perfect.
Right, so she likes you for your childish
ways. No, I mean, she this is ridiculous.
Okay. But she thinks
but
you're
it's
ridiculous.
Endearing, it's endearing to her, so yeah.
Okay, so I got to find.
But I love that we're the same age, and I love that we're going all together. I love it.
Right.
And there is something to be said for that. I'm saying you need to go find someone your exact same age. I'm just saying there
that
is.
That makes me, because.
It's super cool.
But it's hard to meet somebody when you, like, I look at me, you know? Like, all the rest of me is like, what are you really trying to do, Jason? It's like, I look like I would like bottle service. I don't want bottle service, but I look like I might be interested.
You'd
in
want
it
if someone else paid for it.
No. I don't want to go to a nightclub.
Yeah, I can't.
This is
going to
sound really old,
going
but
to a club right
it's
now.
Loud and it's stupid.
And it's late.
And it's late.
That's all I can think
of. Well, now
that
I do stand
up. Oh, man, what time is it?
Dude, stand up ended at like 12:30 at night.
Painful.
And then we're all hanging out in the back, and it's like everyone's hanging out, you know what I mean? And I'm like, it's good. It's like, and you want to smoke some weed? I'm like, I don't smoke weed no more. And it's like, you want to drink? And I'm like, no. Damn it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get up in the morning and go to the gym.
Are there any sober comedians hanging out there?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I got invited to a secret meeting just for comedians.
What? Illuminati comedian meeting?
It's not a... Maybe it is. Will they make my eyelids go up?
Oh, maybe it's like Death Becomes or you get the potion.
He's old and he looks good, this person.
They're going to bring out the tincture. You're going to see Elvis.
I will drink it. I would watch, like, if the guy with the robe wants to show me his wiener, show me. I don't care. Like, just let
the
me
guy with the get robe.
In the movie.
Jason.
This podcast is brought to you by Blue Chew, the greatest organization ever organized. Thank you so much, God, for inventing the people that invented Blue Chew.
I like you went to the source.
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Give thanks all around.
Yeah, everybody thanks. Everybody involved in this particular thing, thank you.
With Blue Chew, men everywhere get excited to see the postman. And, you know, they always say first impressions are important.
Yeah.
What about lasting impressions?
Hell yeah.
They say there's nothing sexier than confidence. Blue Chew can help give you the confidence where it counts.
He means in your pants.
In your
crotch region.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it.
Chew it and do it.
And do it.
Yep.
We got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code Hawk Wolf at checkout.
It's only $5 for shipping, Tony.
$5 for shipping.
And then it's just there.
Yes.
At your house. To you.
Right.
Discreetly. By going to BlueChew.com and using our promo code HawkWolf.
And you receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank BlueChew for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, thank you. But your neck doesn't work yet, but it's good. Does it feel better yet or is it still stiff?
Oh, it feels way better. Well, so...
I'm sorry, did you say it feels way better?
No, no. It feels better than when I got the shots.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so I got the shots on Thursday.
Yeah.
They had to put me under because it's all very specific in your vertebrae and your spine. They don't want to screw it up.
Yeah.
And then when they looked at me and sort of did my evaluation, they saw my, I'm just frozen.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, we're going to do your trapezoids too, your shoulders.
Dude,
like,
you're so stoked.
Cool. And so then that day and probably the next 2 days, I just felt like I'd taken a super bad whiplash slam.
Yeah. Yeah. It like, it's like it re-injures it.
Yeah. And so, but it was more like, oh, I know this feeling.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
isn't something new.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of it.
Right.
And now it's like way better. But yeah. they told me that I got to wait. They're saying like 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks.
Before you skate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I've. No.
Sorry.
I'm not waiting that long.
Yeah, me neither.
But
I didn't.
I know. And I know that there's plenty of people who be like, yo, what about your leg? Like, well, this isn't that.
Yeah. Did you get your leg shut up?
No, I'm just saying like, I'd waited. I didn't wait long enough for my leg to heal. And I screwed it up.
Oh, you're being smart this time. You're saying.
No, I'm saying that I'm
no, you're I'm not still
trying
smart.
To I'm still trying to still cut that timeline.
You're still getting
that's what I'm trying.
Well, you they're talking about
slams.
Normal people.
They're talking about slams too.
Right. Don't
like
slam
I want to come to the ramp and do I'm gonna do like the Barry Zaritsky thing where all right, we're gonna take 10 runs with 8 walls each and tick you ever
Yeah. You know, no, but I heard
that?
Him
that's
say
how
it,
I
yeah.
used to do things yeah. when I like I had knee surgery and that was his protocol. So it was that you can skate but you're not trying to do anything.
Right.
You're literally
smart skating.
You're literally doing like 10 kick turns.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was like.
You're not going to do that.
I mean, if that's what it takes to get on my skateboard, sure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it's going to be hard because I do feel like it's relatively normal now.
I know.
But at my baseline of normal has always been like...
Really bad for normal people.
Yeah, like this sucks.
Yeah.
And that's my baseline.
No, for the first time ever was today where I look back and I was like, ah! And I'm like, oh, this is the first...
Yeah.
I forgot that this is still really tight. This one I can do, but that one is like not that good. But you don't feel it when you're skating. But as soon as you go backwards, you do.
Yeah. Yes.
Like instantly. And it was the first time. And also when you feel it and you're in the middle of going to attempt a trick. Like
you just can't
I didn't
see.
Know that my neck was sore. I forgot. Yeah. And then I go, ow.
I know. It's the worst.
Saying ow while you're flying across the flat bottom is like psychologically not because you can't eject. You know, I was like, ow. Kind of
I mean,
crappy
that's
caballero.
That's pretty much why I never became a switch god. It's because of my neck pain.
Yeah. You know, I noticed somebody brought up that if you, they, good switch guys, their shoulder is turned.
Oh, yeah.
Because they stand both ways.
Yeah.
And you and I are more old school.
No way.
I know, right? Like, let me just adjust.
If I'm going to switch and my tail actually hits, you know what, like,
oh,
taking off,
yeah.
Big win.
Yeah, no.
Amazing.
I would call that a giant win too. Dude, Reese helped me because I haven't skated for a minute too. And I was just like, just take it easy, skate with the guys. You know what I mean? And Reese is like, do you want to play skate? And I was like,
of course.
No, but yeah, because you're adorable and you gave me Tim Tams before the session. See you, my friend. And then
that was your takeaway from Australia, by the way.
Yeah, because I did a podcast yesterday and someone said, what's the one thing that you miss? And I was like, well, Tim Tams, but but I don't miss them because you can get them here now. Yeah. So it's not that crazy. It used to be crazy. If someone had them at one point, I'd be like, dude, can I have
them?
Yeah. Like, if someone was like, you want a packet of them? I'd be like, please. And then I would eat one, like, not, you know, I can't eat the whole bag.
Savor it.
Yeah. I'd put the rest in the fridge and be like, dude, I got Tim Tams at home. It was like a big deal, but now it's not that big of a deal. But she, first thing she did was frontside nose grind to fakie, and I was like, that's not even funny. Like, what are you trying to do? Kill me? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if I can get in a nose grind and make it look like I plan on going to fakie. And I tried it, and my life flashed before my eyes, and I was like,
did you get on the truck?
I missed the truck, but I was in the grind.
Oh,
yeah. My wheel hit instead of the truck.
Like
but just getting
one.
Out of it was like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, falling backwards. I was like,
yeah, that one's the worst. That one, so that trick, you almost always have to commit to it.
Yeah. Because, I committed.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you get on the truck, you have to go with it.
Right.
Because if you try to jump off when you're on the truck, it's perilous.
Well, maybe it was a good idea. Maybe it was lucky that my truck missed. But then I realized she can't do Smith grinds.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I did eggplant. Bye. And then I did alley-oop backside Smith. Bye. She can't do it. She doesn't want to do it either because she could do it.
I know. It's funny because you think about it would take her is maybe a half hour to learn.
Smith I don't really grind. Want to.
No.
I don't really like it. I'm like, okay, then whatever.
It would just be just some thing she has in her back pocket to destroy everyone with.
Cab and I both tried to tell her, I was like, if you do all the things you're doing and then you just rail under a Smith grind, it's sick. And she was like, nah, I didn't like it.
But that's what's frustrating because I know that's her attitude because she's Wednesday Addams. But but also what's frustrating is that it would just be so easy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but then she did a frontside nose grind over the gap and I've done them holding the tail and I was like, I'm going to do this. And I almost made it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, if I was here and it was just a session, I'm doing that. Yeah. I had it. Like I had it come back in. And then Caballerial, the first one I tried, I was like, ow, my neck pinched, but then it went all the way around and I was like, oh, I could have made that. Especially if my neck worked, I for sure could do it. Yeah. So she kind of accidentally got me two new tricks because I didn't make them, but I saw the landing. I was like, oh, we're doing that. So she totally helped me get some new tricks.
That's funny. I think she has her go-tos because those are the same tricks she did against me playing skate.
Right. Well, you can tell when she does those.
But I got both of those.
Yeah, because
but then she goes, kick the roast beef, and I was like, come on.
Yeah, that's not fair. And then I did a fast play, and she's like, the game's already over, I won.
I heard that, that's when I walked in.
I was like, I can't spell. Touché. I thought skate
you had want, an extra like, letter. Add a couple of E's to skate? Skatey.
Play skating?
Skater?
Skater? Yeah,
skaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Skaters only?
If a skater died, I would have had her. Yeah.
It was fun seeing that, though.
With her.
I know. Amazing.
So what else? Did you get a helicopter and go over the stuff in Colombia?
No. No, we didn't. Because mine is so so involved with the neck and actually having surgery or being put under, that my schedule was full on. It was like consultations and preparation and all this stuff. And Riley was there for his joints, for his ankles and his elbows.
So he got more what I got.
Yeah. So he's broken both elbows twice. He's had surgery on both ankles. And so his stuff was way more minimal.
Yeah.
But I was just on the go. And then, so we made sure to skate the first day. I skated with David Gonzalez.
Yeah. So
to walk, going around Medellin. With David Gonzalez.
It's awesome, right?
It was like walking around with the mayor. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because people love him so much. He's the first pro skater from Colombia.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't see him when I was there. But I didn't skate.
This one guy called him because he wanted to get a photo of all of us.
Yeah.
And he said something weird, like not David. They call him David, obviously. But I was like, what did he say? He goes, I don't know. He goes, it sounded like he called you a nickname. And then he asked him, and he said, he calls me Da Vincio. And that's like the ultimate compliment to him.
Da Vincio.
Yeah, like Da Vinci.
Oh, sick.
Da Vincio.
Yeah.
I was like, that is the sickest nickname.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah, and then he took me to this crazy metal vert ramp.
When Andy was there, I saw him skate it too.
I think he skated a different one.
Oh, wow.
There's a couple metal vert ramps, He said this one is a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And he knew the people that would like hang out there. It was super fun, but he's so good at skating.
Yeah.
I mean, we were just joking around on the vert ramp, and he's doing airwalk to fakies. And,
dude.
You know what I mean?
And he's not a vert guy at all.
Yeah, not a vert guy. Doesn't want a knee slide, so I gave him my knee pads when I left. That was my gift to him.
Would he knee slide, or is he one of those guys who runs
man, I got to go skate vert now. Yeah, because he said that. He goes, I've never had knee pads, so I don't knee slide.
He just runs, right? I don't know
how. Yeah, or just slides out.
I don't know how any of them do that.
And then we went to this other park under a bridge that was a proper flow park, balls and stuff, and he's just ripping around like it's so easy for him.
That's awesome. I love
he's nearly sober.
Really?
Yeah,
it's helped, man.
I never thought of him as like a out of control guy. He's just always hyped.
There's levels to it.
No, I know. I'm not, and I know I'm projecting. I'm just saying, but just seeing him, he's just always hyped. You know what I mean? Like, you just think of him as like, yeah, dude, like, let's go. Yeah. Motorhead.
Yeah. All day. Oh, he's into Motorhead?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I love new people into old metal.
Yeah. By all accounts, he's one of the best guitar players.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Oh, okay.
Riley told me that too, because Riley's like, oh, I jam with him. He's like, he's unreal.
Oh, sick.
He just shreds. Yeah.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, when I did the Winter X Games, there was a girl snowboarder that was like all about, like, she had Metallica, like, badges, like, sewn into her jacket and stuff. And I was like, she had, like, Kill 'Em All. And I'm like, Kill 'Em All? There's no way you were born when Kill 'Em All came out. It's, like, all new to you.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and then Megadeth. I'm like, Megadeth? You're into Megadeth? Like,
That's kind of a deep cut for a new rocker.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when you're 16 or something and you like Megadeth, like, how did you find it?
Someone introduced you. It wasn't just some Spotify suggestion.
Maybe dad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a dad thing. Because my son knows old music, and there's no way he would know any of that stuff. You know, he didn't know that I was that good of a pro skateboarder. Like, I was in the chair with him, in the lift with him going up. And somebody had said something down the bottom about me skateboarding. Or I don't know what happened, but it triggered him to go. We're on the chair, and he goes, "Dad." I go, "Yeah." He's like, "Were you really top 10 in the world?" And I was like, "Yeah." What do you mean, was I? I was top 3 at one point. He's like, "Really?" I was like, "Okay. I feel like I'm constantly bragging about myself."
Yeah, but none of that stuff. They don't hear any of that.
Yeah, like, this is new to you? I'm like, why do you think that I'm the host of Winter X Games when I'm that bad of a snowboarder? Like, why do you think I'm here? And he's like, I didn't know.
Your good looks? Your personality?
Yeah, that's for sure what it was. But
and then do you say, you should get your eyes done?
He was super surprised, and I was like, yeah, dude. And then he told me before he went snowboarding this weekend, he goes, I'm going to do this trick where you grab the board right there and you like arch back. And I was like, which hand? And he's like, your front hand. I'm like, you mean a method air? And he goes, yeah. And I go, dude, if you're going to do a method air, you should know that it's called a method air. And he's like, I do know. And I'm like, you just asked me which hand it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you do them? And I'm like, I wanted to just rack it up on the phone, but I was like, I'm not going to do it. But I was like, I'm one of the greatest methoders ever done is your dad. And then he sent me a video on the weekend. Like, I just get a text, and it's a line where he goes over the box, tail grabs off the box like I did at Winter X Games with him.
Yeah.
So he already got that. And then he jumps a big gap, tail grabs over the gap. And then next double, he methoded the double. And he goes, see, I told you I could do method airs. And I was like, well, at least you know what it's called. Yeah. But
did it look like you?
He got way better. Yeah, he's got a good style.
Yeah.
I'm just stoked to see him. Every time he sends me a video, he's way better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know? And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, you have a gift. Like, if you wanted to push it, you could. It's just the difference is he has so many options. And life is full of so many things to do.
Yeah.
And when I was his age, that was it. Yeah, you know, like there was no...
The same.
There was no, well, maybe I'll do this. Maybe I'll do that. It's like, no, dude, this is the only thing that I have.
Yeah, it is. It's fun also. And, you know, there's party that's like, oh, just you got a skill. Like, go for it. But besides Riley, all of our kids skate.
Right.
And they enjoy it as a hobby.
Right. And right.
They're good. They're super good at it, and they keep getting better at it, but they're not all in on it.
Right.
But it's just fun to see their progress and see them.
Confidence. I think it's better. You know, like, I don't know. There's a part of me, it's like, if he wanted to be pro, I'm like, well, there's a lot of pain that's coming, you know? And I'm like, I don't want to watch you get hurt.
Yeah.
And if you can get a job that makes you happy.
That's why I just went to Columbia, mostly because Riley wanted to go.
Right.
Because of all the pain he's endured.
Right.
In his short, well, I mean, I say short because mine's super long, extended, like overly long.
Yep.
But in his short pro career, you know, he's 31.
Dude,
can you imagine we were 31 going to do something proactive for our body?
Yeah, no.
Not at all. No way. Jason, you know, Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
Well, that's handy.
Yes, I know that because I use it.
You do?
Yeah.
What are you selling there?
Skateboards.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Hoodies. Because whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling hoodies from your skateboard company, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered.
Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S.
And Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way.
So if I don't like my janky birdhouse hoodie, I can get it back? I can get my money back?
I guess Shopify could help me with that, yes.
But I've loved my birdhouse.
Okay, well then there's no cause for that.
Super comfortable.
But they're there just in case you need them.
Good.
Sign up for $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/hawk, all lowercase.
Yeah, that's H-A-W-K. Go to shopify.com/hawk now and grow your business no matter what stage you're in.
That's shopify.com/hawk.
I remember like... I blew my ACL out, and people were, this is back when if you had an ACL surgery, you had the big scar down your leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And I sewed a patch of denim on my skate shorts, and I figured out how to just, when I would bail, I would kick my back leg out and slide on my butt. I still do it. To the point where it's hard for me to knee slide because I still have that instinct to hit my knee and then flick out and skid on my butt because I don't want to put a lot of pressure on it, because it wasn't 6 months, it was like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Where it just didn't really work. I couldn't lean back on it, and I just butt slid out of everything. So like getting a surgery was like, I'll just sew denim onto my pants and butt slide in my ramp. If it was a concrete thing, I was screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't butt slide anymore. Concrete would rip my ass open.
Yeah.
So I would skate concrete and rip my ass open. Like by the end of the demo or the end of the session, I'd be bleeding in the ass area and be like, man, not ever did I think, maybe get a knee surgery and fix it. I was like, yeah, right. Like, just get more denim, you know, like just learn how to sew better. I used to get, like, if my dad didn't...
Maybe just sew denim onto my skin.
If somebody had said that, I would have thought about it. Because the denim really worked. For metal ramps, it worked really good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It kind of told me how to skate with no pads. Like, I did a backside 540 with no pads, and people were like, that's crazy. And I was like, it's not that crazy if you know
slide on
it. I was
out.
Like, I know how to get out of it, you know?
I tore my PCL.
Yeah.
When I was in Europe, this is probably 10 years ago or so, and they were doing that Clash of Claremont.
Yeah, yeah.
2 weeks after I got back.
Oh, dude.
And I had already committed to it, and, you know, like people were coming, like people bought tickets and everything, and I was like, oh, I remember talking to Andy, like, Andy, I just don't know. He's like, "What? You know, whatever you can do, just drop in or something. You know, people just be stoked if you're there." And I went and got, that's when I got PRP.
Okay.
You know, stem cells were not really an option then, but I got PRP, and it was, very painful.
Yeah.
You know, I was like nauseous, dizzy, to pass out. But then when I did go there and skate, I did what you did. I couldn't bend that knee all the way to knee slide.
So you butt slid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got away. Like, it was not fun.
No.
But I got through it.
Still kind of hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bummer.
Yeah. No, I know.
I remember that was the first time where I was truly looking forward to my last run.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is my last run. Like, I am finished. I did this. I survived it. Getting out of here.
Man, I thought when you just said that, there's so many times I thought that. Like, you're like, this is the first time I ever was like, this is my last run.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that for years.
In what era?
I think it just got to the where I just hurt things and I never took care of them. And I was just so broken that every time I bailed or took a slam, it was just like this.
You were just white overall knuckling demos.
Wreck. Like, I just felt so wrecked that I think I'm an addict no matter what, but I remember just justifying. I was like, if it goes really bad, like, you'll get a bunch of painkillers and start drinking, and that'll be fun, you know? And I was like, so if you commit to this and it doesn't go good, it's going to be a good night. Oh, you know what I mean? That's how I would justify it.
But when you were, okay, I understand like the last run because you're exhausted and whatever and in pain, but what about leading up to it? Were you dreading doing it or were you looking forward to doing it?
It was both, because I really loved to skate, you know what I mean? But it was like, if I'm not skating to the best of my ability, so it was like, and I kept having this thing, I was like, if my mental can make me do it, you know? Like if I'm like, sure, my leg doesn't really work that much, my wrist doesn't work that well, my shoulder doesn't work that well, but I know that I can mentally will my body to do anything. But it was, I was never really right. I mean, it would be, sometimes I would do stuff and be like, that was pretty
just
good.
Off. You're just off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just kind of got used to it. But I think when people started, new people started showing up and they weren't hurt and they were doing better, and my competitive attitude would make me sad. You know what I mean? It'd be like, I was putting on a front. You know, it was like, you're doing good, Alice? I'm like, yeah, man, it's good to be here. You know, like, oh, you're doing that trick that I used to do. That's cool. You know, and I'd be like, I hate that guy. You know, like, I don't hate that guy. I hate that guy because he can do it and I can't do it anymore.
Yes.
And then, which would also, you know, now knowing how my addictions work, it's, well, as soon as this demo is over, I'm going to get super drunk and then I'm going to start talking like my body's healed. Because when I got drunk, it would be like, I could do that.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
You think you're good, dude? Yep. I could do that. I used to do that all the time and just live in a false reality where I was like, I
Uncle Rico.
Seriously. Like that show, that whole thing was like, I was like, ooh, that's a little too close to home. Because there was so many times. And I got the gift of the gab, too. So I could really talk. I could talk people that were better than me into not realizing they're better than me, you know? I'm like, shit, but you do it like this. I do that. And it's like, no, you don't, dude. You can't do it the way you're saying. But maybe you did one, but you can't. Just talk shit the whole time like I could. But skating today, man. Like, Cab's been skating a bunch and he feels way better. Dude, that guy stretches for 40 minutes before he skates. Like, my helmet was sweated out. And at one point I was like, are you seriously over there still stretching? Like, how long are we going for?
Is he taking cues from Saba?
That's what it is, yeah.
Maybe.
But he's older, and he's like, that's what's next for me.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to stay here, you can't, like, he's like, do you stretch? And I'm like, I warm up. So do I stretch? Not really, but I do stuff from MMA where I sort of shadow box, I move around, I warm my legs up, I warm my shoulders up, I warm my rib cage and my torso up, and then I can skate. But just, I don't know, it's been over a month. It's been probably 2 months since I've skated. And I can just see everything. Like, I'm not, even the choices of things I'm doing, I'm not overdoing it. You know, like, I'm doing stuff that I know I can do.
I saw you were playing Game of Skate with Reese, and she did Nose Grab 5. And then you're like, I don't really want to get knocked out before the show. And then you said, well, do I have to do Nose Grab? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. She was like, yes. No hall pass whatsoever. Yes, you do.
So Wednesday.
And I was like, man, okay. And I was like,
you must do it Nose Grab.
Yeah. But even like spinning a Nose Grab 5.
You grabbed it and you spun it.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you spot it?
That'll do. I spotted it with my leg off.
Yeah.
But could I do it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She did that one to me too.
Oh, okay. So duly noted, she plays that game with everybody, huh?
Yeah. I guess I got a little further into her bag of tricks.
Yeah, well.
And so.
You're you.
Then it was, I know what it was. She tried to get me with fakie to frontside Losey grind.
Hey, that's not cool.
You know, she does fakie ollie to Losey grind. Yeah, yeah. And I got into it, and all of a sudden, my board was just on a mission to keep sliding.
Yeah.
And I got stuck there, and then just fell on my back. And I was like,
almost wrecked yourself.
Not the thing I expected to slam on at all. I expected, like, to get into it and be like, ooh, I might be able to do this.
I would expect to slam on that.
Yeah, well, I learned my
lesson.
That
is a ridiculous thing for me to get into. That position is not good on my best day.
I mean, it's hard, especially you got to come on your nose and coming in from, you know, like a switch feeble type of thing. That's hard.
Yeah, she's got certain things, but playing her, there's a way to beat her.
I beat her once, and then she beat me.
Because you've got, there's old tricks that she has no idea. I did a body jump.
You'll like this.
And she had no idea how to do a body jump.
Guess what?
No idea.
No, I went. I was way worse on her.
Okay, what'd you do?
Backside boneless, sweeper.
Oh, yeah. I would do that for sure if I could do. See, those are like, I've done them, but it's been a long time. And thruster. Like, oh, hell yeah. You did a thruster? That's like the sickest burn ever. Because you know she's got no...
I told her going into it, I was like, I'm not going to go easy on you.
Yeah, because she doesn't go easy on you.
Right. No, but I just said, I'm gonna test you. Like, I'm going to test you. And then I threw it. I did a sweeper first.
Yeah. She can't do that either, right?
No, that was her... I gave her a second try on it.
Yeah.
And then she tried to jump. You know how people try to jump on their tail?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then go?
Yeah.
Which is way more frightening.
Yeah.
And then
if you don't know...
She tried to do that and then got spooked and bailed it, but...
She got spooked.
Yeah.
I feel good about this. I know that we're like feeling good about beating an 11-year-old girl, but you don't know how good she is.
You have no idea.
Yeah. Like, and when you play the game...
But also, like, I mean, that's the thing is if you play her, you're very... There's a very great risk of a very real risk of being skunked.
Yeah.
She's going to come in hot. Yeah. If you're playing it where it's whoever's turn is, you know, someone has the... Someone's turn and they keep getting to go. Keep making the trick.
Oh, I would never.
I know you weren't playing that way, yeah, but that's how we played.
Right. Well, then, yeah, that'd
and
be
then
over.
She gets on a roll and you're like, I didn't get a letter.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even bother playing that one. Because I can tell how she plays. She's not going to give me a window.
Yeah, she played with Tom Shar in Australia, too.
Dude, he was ripping in Australia.
Dude, he's
in
so
that circle bowl. Good. That was crazy what he was doing with no pads on.
Yeah.
He is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He is a monster.
Like, he really has unlocked some new difficulty and speed factor where no one has ever done that before.
Yep.
You know, where he'll do a frontside blunt slide, and then that's a setup for a gigantic 540.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, the frontside blunt slide is the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to get to and hope I make it, and that's it.
Yeah, you get out on the other side.
Yeah, like, oh, thank you, good night. He's like, all right.
That's a setup.
I'm going to get from point A to point B doing that.
Yeah.
And then get all the speed. I mean,
yeah, because when he does it, when he blunts back in, he jumps up into the air.
Yeah, yes, that's
and
it. Yeah.
Sets up himself to land with speed.
Yeah. I think we already talked about this, but it's still fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's so impressive.
And I actually have footage of them playing skate. I'll find some of the clips.
Because that's a fair contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two can go at it.
Yeah.
I cannot go. I don't. I should go against Cab. You know, that's my ticket.
No, but it is fun because, well, I think it's fun, especially with someone like Reese, because it challenges her versatility.
Yeah.
And her willing or unwillingness to learn old school tricks.
Yeah.
Or just basic grinds.
Yeah, that was okay.
But that's why it's so funny, because it's just like, oh, she'll do a tail grab five and take you out, but you can do a Smith grind. And take her out.
Yeah. Yeah, and the amount of effort. Like, when I tried to do that nose grind to fakie, I tried.
Yeah.
You know, and when she tried to do Smith grind, she didn't try to do a Smith grind. And the body jar, I was like, what was that? She was in a backside and fell off. I was like, what was that? You didn't even try to get your tail back
on.
Yeah,
the body jars are so scary to learn, no matter what. We're past all that, but I remember... The commitment it took to really, because we weren't doing the old 90s, like, kind of hit your tail on the wind. When body jars were invented, no one was doing that. So when body jars were invented, you would stop on your tail.
Right.
And fully commit your weight. And if you hung up,
you were going
seesaw. Good night.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a body jar style where if your wheel hangs up, you're okay.
Not in the least.
Right. Like, if you're like a little in and not trying to land right on your tail, you're still dead. If it locks up.
Yeah, if there's no getting out of a lockup.
Yeah. The only way you can do it is if you do a backside and you do that late tail smack, but that, I don't...
But that's what I'm saying. That's not a body jar, and that was created later.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time, if you could look back on a contest like 92-ish, everyone's smacking their tail on the way in on everything.
Yeah, yeah, I was...
And losing speed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember like, is this what it is now?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was doing it too.
Yeah,
I was in on
there
it.
There was a couple of things I was doing where I didn't lose speed. Backside, frontside and backside tail grab and smacking my tail, I could keep going on it.
Yep.
But I also got switched off on one of those in Australia, and that kind of changed my whole opinion, because that used to be so easy to me. Sometimes I would be in the air and I'd be like, oh, I'll smack my tail. I didn't know I was going to until I was in the air. And then one where I woke up on the flat and there was a baby crying, that changed everything. that video exists somewhere too. I don't want it. I don't. I saw it back then and I don't want to ever, and it ruined me. And I don't ever want to see it again. It was like the doing the convulsion thing. Ugh. I was like, I don't need to ever see that again.
No.
Ever. I can't wait to do this factor ad because I'm not lying in any way. I live off factor. Not
you do?
This wasn't even, I didn't even know I was being recorded. I was already explaining how much I love factor and that I live, no exaggeration, every meal I've had for the last week is factor.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes, I'm not supposed to say this, I have two of them in one sitting.
Why are you not supposed to say that?
I don't know, because they're portioned correctly, and sometimes Big Daddy Jace Cakes gets extra hungry. I've been lifting a lot of weight, so I'm like, you know what? I'll have another one. And they have keto ones that I didn't know about, and I'm going to do that because they got chicken with like this, like some like some sort of pasta sauce thing, and then they got the vegetables on the side, and I just scoop it all over into the middle and chop it all up, and just whack it down, and no dishes. Microwave, 2 minutes.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
That's right, 2 minutes. It's in your belly in one.
It's flexible for your schedule, especially for yours.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Dude, if you're in a hurry and you've got to do 5 shows in one day like I do, you're like, dude, you know what?
Okay, I just realized you were doing our show and you put a face mask on because you don't have time to do that evidently outside the show, but you do have time to eat because the eat is quick.
Yeah.
It's a factor, 2-minute
Look,
meal.
Look, dude, I'm the good-looking guy on this show, and I've got to keep it going.
Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian-approved to be nutritious and delicious.
Head to factormeals.com/wolfhog50. Use the code wolfhog50 and get 50% off. That's code wolfhog50 at factormeals.com.
To get 50% off.
That's pretty much half, Tony Hawk.
That's almost half.
There's a slam that I took. It was definitely the scariest slam in terms of I was out, so no, I didn't know, but in terms of everyone else around me,
right?
And it exists on video. And
is it the chin ramp?
No,
because that one I didn't like.
No, it's worse.
Oh wow, the loop.
Yep.
Right.
Not the loop at Bob's.
The monkey one, right?
No, it's not that one.
Another one.
It's a different one. Yeah. It's after I broke my pelvis at Bob's.
Yeah.
We were doing a special Huck Jam that was, it was a Super Bowl. It was a post Super Bowl special. So after the Super Bowl, they cut to our Huck Jam.
Yeah.
But it was pre-recorded. So we did one specific Huck Jam, just one off in Phoenix for this purpose.
Was there a crowd?
Crowd, yeah.
Okay.
But I wanted to do the loop.
Yeah.
Again, that was like to get back at it.
And wait, you did the monkey suit for Jackass slammed, and then the next time you did the loop was this one?
Yep.
Dude.
And I was still super off with my pelvis, and I was just fully like tunnel vision. And it was bad. It was bad. And
did you do the loop again after this?
I did it just into the pads to teach people to do it after that, but I didn't do it again after that.
Oh wow. So those are the ends of your loop?
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like, I knew it wasn't going to bring me much joy to do it after that, even if I made it. But when we would set it up out here for, like, for you guys, and for when Riley did it, and Felipe and everyone else, I would do it in the beginning just to show people the technique.
Okay.
So I can get around to the pads. And that day, I got around to the pads, and I got around to just the pad in the flat. But then when I actually did it, just leaned back a little too far on the way out. I made it around.
Okay, so you whipped out and hit your head.
Yeah.
Broke
my helmet.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you that because Cameron here did a whole documentary on my recovery from my leg.
Yeah.
And he uncovered that footage.
And did you watch it?
I watched it.
That was
a
bad idea.
It sucks. It sucks.
It was a bad idea. Yeah. Isn't it weird how, because I feel like for you, You know, like when you broke your leg, I felt
well,
like...
it was more, I think it was more that everyone here in my office, well, my, you know, Jared and Cameron are 900 films. They just kind of bury that footage because it was just like, no one needs to see that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't need to remind anyone of it. And yeah, because, I don't need to relive it, but it feeds into this storyline so much
right.
of my leg and my recovery that he, I mean, he actually like had a meeting with me. Like, I want to use the footage.
Okay. But we didn't, did we use it? Did you use it?
Well, he made this doc, he's trying to, we're trying to shop it around right now.
Oh
they God. Are. They're trying to like.
Oh God, I'm not watching it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a small part. It goes by quickly.
Yeah, but something about
but you, I knew the gravity of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah. So I always just kind of, I just kind of blocked out of my head for so long.
It's a good idea.
And then when he brought it up, I was like, oh, that. Like, ugh.
Yeah, dude, the one that started this conversation, I know it exists. I've watched it. It's been 25 years at least since I saw that video, maybe longer. And I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because it's going to freak me out.
Yeah.
You don't look good. You look like you're dying.
Yeah.
And for you, it's different. It made me, the broken leg day made me realize how important you, like I've always said it, especially when I'm drunk at parties and stuff, I used to argue on your behalf. You weren't around, but I would go so hard on it. Like anybody try to disrespect you, I'd be like, this guy fucking made us. You know what I mean? Like everything that we're getting right now is like, this guy did it and all these other and all the things that he went through to get there. Like, don't ever disrespect the Birdman, ever. And then when you did that slam, like there wasn't that many of us there, but I was like, is that the end of you? Because if it's the end of you, it's the end of me. Like, I don't want to skate anymore if you can't skate anymore. Like, I felt like you being that hurt was It's like I've seen people break their leg before. I'm like, man, that's a bummer. But your one was like, are we all okay? You know, like I don't think I skated until you started skating again, because I was just like, I don't really want to. And I feel like a lot of people get that. Like when you slam the loop on the gigantic skate park tour, I wasn't there. But when people told me about it, they were really sad. That they'd saw. Oh, you mean it.
When I did it for Wild Boys when I got hurt? At
no, Bob's. The one you're talking about.
Oh, that one.
That I wasn't there for. Yeah. I remember hearing about it, and everybody was really cut up about it. You know, like it was hard for everybody to.
Well, that one was way more life threatening.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to. I don't want to belittle what you're saying.
No.
And I appreciate that you're saying that it had that effect, but I don't know if I appreciate it. I understand what you're saying, but also I feel like I'm, it sucks that I put anyone through that. That's what I hate. That's the, like, it's not even for me. I hate that anyone went through that with my broken leg, with this other injury. I mean, it was definitely like life or death, and
right.
It was super heavy and affected a lot of people adversely, you know, traumatizing.
But it goes both ways.
And I hate
ways,
that
dude.
I did that to people. I do.
But
I
it goes
it.
Both ways. And you've had some traumatic injuries and some slams that have freaked us all out. But you've also power to weight ratio, how many things you've accomplished and done that are awesome, that has uplifted all of us, blows doors on these sad days. And I think it's like Eminem, you're used to it. You're used to how good he is. Like you get used to you doing new tricks and doing new video parts and like, oh man, it looks like he's done.
Well, I agree with you there in the sense that I felt that way and I was taking it for granted in that way.
Okay.
Like, oh, I'm going to go get a new trick today. And
yeah.
I'll come home successful and it'll be cool. And, you know, just, oh, we're going to host some people. We're going to do a demo for them. Here's some 540s and here's all the tricks. And,
yeah.
I agree with you there because I definitely was running it like that. As if there was no end to it,
right?
And then,
right, because you don't. Why would you focus on
that? It all ended abruptly, like that. So, and you know, in a lot of ways, it kind of had to, because I couldn't keep it. Like I was never going to just accept my mortality on my own terms. I know I wasn't,
right?
And so that smacked me literally and figuratively into reality, where it was like, oh, this is the risk you've been taking this whole time,
right?
And it could have been way worse. Like it could have been something, you know, more life-threatening, yeah, more traumatic. So, and I've had that conversation, and whatever. I'm not trying to, everything happens for a reason. Duh, 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 you know what I mean? It just taught me this crazy lesson. But also, I've had this exact conversation with Kathy.
Right.
Where she's like, it could have been so much worse, and it was that, and, you know, maybe that was your sign. That right. You're not immortal.
No, none of us are, unfortunately. But, dude, I did a show the other day, and someone asked me, and I knew the questions beforehand, so I really thought about it. Like, what is some of the most inspirational, like, who do you get the most inspiration from? And I brought you up, but obviously, like, the stuff that you've done that made me want to be good at skateboarding, but back in the 80s and stuff. But the most inspiring thing, two things. Being on this show with you and you talking about how you weren't that naturally gifted and you skated every day. And to me, I didn't know that. Like, I just was always assumed when I first saw you and you came to Australia and all that stuff, this guy is one of the lucky ones. Like, this is a guy that, like, obviously grabbed a skateboard and was like, hey, finger flip. That's yeah, pretty easy. What else do you want to see me do? But then hearing you say that, I was like, okay, because that's, like, I knew I wasn't talented, but I loved it so much that my body caught up with my love for it. Mm-hmm. But when you broke your leg and the before you got the second surgery, there were times where we skated and I didn't say anything, but you fell off and you couldn't get up off the ground. And I was like, this is insane what he's doing. And then you went over to the street course and I didn't say anything to, I haven't until right now, but you were over on the pyramid thing, sitting there with your skateboard on the side of the rail and looking at it. And I was up on the deck and I looked over the rail and saw you down there. And I was like, fuck, man, like, you're in hell right now and you're contemplating shit right now. And I was like, I feel so bad for you. And I'm like, I don't know how he's going to get out of this. And then your head popped up on the side of the, you came up the stairs on the other side. And I was like, this fucking guy is a warlord. You know, like I think I'm tough. I like tough people. You know, like, I can relate to tough people, people that don't give up. I think it's awesome when somebody does that.
But there's a limit to your stubbornness where you're just, it becomes stupidity.
Yeah, but you did it. You got this. You got a second surgery. You played it smart. You made another video part where you did a bunch of new tricks.
I know all that. I'm just saying in that moment. You can
skate again, dude.
In that moment, especially when my leg was out of place and I just kept forcing it, those were the stupid moments. Where I was just so stubborn to be back on my skateboard. And also, it wasn't fun. Like,
No, it was hell. I saw it.
There were no glory moments in that life. I know you're saying it's stupid,
and it was a stupid moment, but to me, it was one of the most inspirational things I've ever seen, dude. And when people ask me what's the most inspiring shit I've ever seen in my life, it was that, you know? And then to see what you do now, like, every time I see a video where you're skating, I'm like, man, I remember when he was on that box over there and it was over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Okay, whoops, you kind of jumped the gun a little bit. Yeah. But then
I was definitely contemplating those moments. Like, oh yeah, I guess this is the end because I can't overcome it.
It made me, you know, because I want to quit, dude. I want to quit a lot of things that I'm in. You know, there's like being a stand up comedian at my age with all the things that I've done. And how long it's going to take to be a stand-up comedian of that level.
Okay, but here's the thing.
But I'm not stopping.
Right, but here's the thing. On that note, you just kill it at the Comedy Store. The Comedy Store. Iconic Los Angeles comedy venue.
I know, right?
Right? Like, it's an institution.
It is. It's the spot.
It's the spot. You killed it at that place. That's the trajectory, right? So you did all this stuff to work there. I mean, that's inspiring. All these steps, it's just terrible shows.
Yeah.
Late nights, yeah. Driving.
Yep.
You know, failing.
Yeah.
Not because you failed, just because you bombed.
Straight up.
And I'm not saying this is the peak. I'm just saying, like, that's your trajectory. It's not a straight line.
No.
Right? There's a lot of dips on the way. But that combined with, you just did 5:40 after not skating, like all that stuff. That's the same level of what you're saying about me. It is. It absolutely is. You may not see it because whatever, I was on this professional skateboarding career for so long and that was my only focus. But all those things is the same level of warlord and commitment and stubbornness.
Saying I'm a warlord?
Yes, of course. I'm saying because you persevered through all that stuff to get there.
Yeah.
So we're doing all right.
We got to take it. We got to appreciate it more. Because you're telling, that's when you true. Said that yes. to me, I was like, man, I'll admit, like when I walked off the stage, I was like, oh, you did it, dude. Like you did it. Because there was an applause break, like where people are just going to keep keep clapping and cheering. So I got to stop. So I'm just standing there and I'm like, you hit it. There was a bunch of people that are really good. They were funny too, but you got an applause break in this thing. Like you're on fire right now, dude. And your background is not, you're not in it for as long as these people, nowhere near. And when I walked off, I felt it. It was like when I, you know, like when I made the 540, when I've done skateboard tricks, I was like, you're not going to do it, but I'm not going to give up. And then I did it. That feeling of like feeling whole, like feeling like that's why I'm here. You know, like when I die, right before I die, I'd be like, remember that? You kicked ass.
Yeah.
Like those things mean so much to me. But then this stupid, this is the thing I don't like about me is I'm on to the next one. Like, okay.
Right. But
that,
that's what
that happened.
That's what it takes. If you were to rest on those accolades, you would not be motivated.
Right.
To go further.
Right.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, that's it. I killed it. Comedy store. Later.
Right.
I'm done.
But it's still slightly insane.
It is.
I could have done at least an hour on it.
It is, but it's a mindset and it's an attitude that we're not letting go of.
Right.
And so that's where we're at and that's what happens. And when you see me getting my tricks back and whatever else, you're right. I'm on to the next one.
Right. Right.
And that is such a short-lived celebration.
Yeah.
Like it's really short.
Yeah.
It's too short.
It's
like, sweet, I did it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, I'm out of here.
By the time your pads are off, you're like, what am I going to do next week?
But it
like,
was... So I think the shift that I made in my life and in my approach to my career is that I learned to not let the disappointments linger. Because it would be like the wins are short.
Yeah.
The disappointments linger forever, right? So I learned to equalize that.
Yeah.
So the disappointment's like, I didn't make it. Get over it.
And you're successful at that?
Yes. Yeah.
Teach me. Because...
It's kind of like... I remember my sister telling me once, she watched me play blackjack, and she's like, your anger towards losing is so much more than your hype towards winning.
Wow.
And I was like, I think that's a metaphor for my life.
Yeah. Yeah, because unfortunately can relate to that so much.
So when it bombs, it kills. Learn to equalize that, where it's just, you just got to let it go. I mean, bombing is probably just as crushing.
It's fuel, though.
It's fuel, but you do have to. But you can't. It can't be just always just. I gotta win. You know what I mean? Yeah. You gotta let those go. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't. You can't just take it in stride. We're just like, meh.
It's like
you gotta learn from it.
It's like when Rocky watched Apollo Creed die, and then he trained to fight Drago. And he just had, I mean, he was just like seeing Apollo die over and over again. He's like, I'm going to kill that dude. You know what I mean? And he's like running in the snow, running up the mountains. And like all the things that pushed him to keep running was that he's going to kill Drago, you know? And it's like, if I bomb, I just keep running it in my head and go.
I liked when we were using real world examples before.
Well, I'm trying to lighten it up movies, a little bit, dude.
Okay.
It's even cool. Though it's very, that was very, Rocky motivated me, dude.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a movie.
Oh.
But it's a metaphor.
You know Vincent from France?
Who, what?
Vincent, he's skate here, Vincent
from France.
From Marseille. He was to go to Philly to run up the stairs, like Rocky.
I love him for that.
Yeah, and he definitely went to Philly for that purpose.
And ran up the stairs.
Yes.
Did, when I trained for fights.
So I get that. I'm not trying to discount that. I get it.
I don't care if it's real or it's fake. If you can find a thing that drives you to the point of like, there's no camera. Like there was times I ran up hills where nobody's filming me, dude, but I'm running up this hill. And if I don't get to the top of the hill without stopping, I will kill myself because I will make it there and I will win. Like, beat the guy. The guy I beat my last fight was way better than me. But he'd had fights. He's won. He's done it all. He's seen it all. To me, I was like, I will fucking die before I lose. Like, I remember when he almost knocked me out, I was like, whoa, and I can't see anything. I was like, wake up, brain. Wake up. You know what I mean? Like, find where he is.
Yep.
And like, the first fight I ever had, he called me in an armbar, and he was pulling on it, and I was like, break it. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm going to fake that it's not broken, and I'm going to punch you in the head. Like, that, my thought of that. Like, I got my arm out, but for a second, I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Because I felt the pressure. I was like, oh, like, if he breaks it, and then that thing that I have where I was like, do it. I don't care. Like, I'm going to smash you with one arm, and I'm just going to hide it from the ref. Obviously, that probably wouldn't have worked, but it was still the thought that I had. Which made me, like, I woke up. Like, when I'm in big trouble, I wake up. I don't quit. Like, I'm like, oh, we're playing for keeps? Finally. Because I've been waiting for that shit.
And what if he had broken your arm?
I know me. I would have beat the shit out of him with the other arm.
Don't you think that someone would have seen that your arm's broken and stopped the fight?
Okay, yeah, Maybe. It depends on how bad of a break it was. If he just cracked it, I would have got away with it. But if it went the other way, the ref would...
I don't think he was going to let go of it knowing it's cracked.
Okay, this happened. John Jones was in a... You don't know who John Jones is, but John Jones is the greatest MMA fighter alive. He fought Vitor Belfort, and Vitor caught him in an armbar, and he picked Vitor up off the ground, and his arm was super extended. And I'm like, it's broken! And he dropped him, and it came out. And then and he won. He beat the guy. After the fight, he admitted his arm is fractured. He broke his arm. And John Jones didn't stop.
So would there have been a ruling in that moment?
The ref, because it's happened before, it depends on the ref. If the ref had said, hey, that broke, it's over.
Okay, what if it's not visual?
I mean, there's people that in MMA know the video that I'm talking about. You can see
that it broke.
Something popped. Okay. Like it was like straight, and then it went and did a little more, and something came. Something happened right here, right, and I was like, "It's broken!" And he smashed him on the ground and got out of it and kept punching.
Okay,
but that's
what you would have done.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Look, I'm not the only one. I've seen people with their arm. I saw a girl fight. Ronda Rousey broke Miesha Tate's arm. And Miesha Tate did not tap, and then it went that way, and then she was just yanking the arm the other way, and they were like, okay, it's over. But Miesha Tate was not; she didn't tap.
Wow.
And that's a champion. Like that's somebody that's like, well, go on. You know what I mean? Break it, because I'm still coming.
I believe that's when the stubbornness has gone too far.
That's when I believe you are.
If her arm is going the other way, she's not going to win the fight.
She lost, but it's still.
You still hold it dear.
I respect it.
I get it.
I mean, like,
yes, I understand.
I remember Chris Miller telling me a story about a contest he was in where he was so mad that he was screaming in the air. It was the Vision Skate Escape. I wasn't there. I only got to watch it on video. And I asked him about it, and he said he was super mad. And something, I mean, he was like, when he dropped in, he's like,
so mad about what?
I don't want to say, he didn't like somebody else that was there.
Oh, okay.
And they had made him angry.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't want to lose to him.
Oh, I see. All right. I think you meant just something in his life made him mad.
I don't think so. But Chris is such a nice person.
Yep.
And when he was telling me this story, I was like, wait, you were angry? He's like, I was flying. I don't want to, this is going to get flat. He was screaming F-bombs. Like, and I was like, you don't seem like that guy. He's like, I just wanted it so bad. And it was super inspiring. He said he fell off. He didn't do good.
Oh, wow.
But it was still.
But he beat that guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have an odd story about Chris Miller. I'll tell you offline, and you can tell me if I should tell it here.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. Like, but anything with Chris Miller in it being crazy.
It was crazy. It was truly like, what happened just now? I'll tell you later.
Like, to me, the backs of there, we got to play. Sorry about knockouts and stuff, but I'd never been to America.
I felt bad that they put that in the Sam's documentary, in my documentary.
Oh, okay.
Because they had to show, I mean, I said Chris Miller was the favorite at that event,
right?
And then he got knocked out, and then they show the slam.
Well, he also has done a backs of there similar at Del Mar, where he did a backs of there into the corner at Upland, and he was going to hang up, but he tried to make it. And I felt like he knew, we knew, but his mindset was like, I'll make it. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
it was the finals.
I love that about anybody. And he did it in Del Mar, you would know, where he did a backs of there where he overturns it and his toes clearly off and it's just super overturned. I'm like, it's this over rotating slam that you will take it's life threatening. It's no joke. Like when you're going that high and you're in concrete and your foot is off and your board's that turn and you're like, if I click, I go that way. And if I go that way, it's back of the head. And he made it.
Yeah, he made it.
And it was, to me, it was like...
I hate that I have to go find that now.
It was the sickest, not the
I'm
slam.
The one that has to go find all his resources, by the way.
Oh, well,
let me bring that up. Just FYI. Fun fact.
I appreciate it. Sorry.
The Upland one will be easy to find. The one in Del Mar is going to be hard.
Well, the one in Del Mar is what... Kids. That's what it is. That's what it fucking is.
That's
in
what it
life.
Is. A commitment.
Yes.
Yes.
When you go click, and it's like when you have the knowledge that we have of a backstory where you're like, on a Saturday or whatever, you're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
But he was like, yes. You know what I mean?
No,
it's like,
time. Yes.
It's charging. You're charging so hard.
Yeah.
You want it so bad. And then because of his style, that backstory to me is the greatest backstory ever done in the history of skateboarding and ever will be done.
Oh my God, now I really gotta find it.
No one will do one that
good. Buddy Khan, help me. You probably know exactly which event it is.
It was insane.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, sorry.
Chris Miller, big fan.
I am.
Big fan.
I am the, yeah.
No, I'm a big fan too.
If you're not, you're an idiot. Yeah, but then again, I don't believe this person exists. I've never heard someone go, Chris Miller, like
overrated.
Right? No one has ever said that.
While he finds out, we're going to say laters.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Make sure you like and subscribe this show because, you know, it helps and we're growing. And
we'll find it.
Don't give up, people.
Don't give up. That's
Charge.
The message. Don't
Warlords.
Give up. Yeah.